This is the FBCG Live Podcast with Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr. Today's message is titled, Eternal Judgment, Part 2. Believers are not judged regarding going to heaven. Rather, they are judged for their service to God's kingdom, which will be tested by fire. Wherever you're joining us from, we pray this message encourages and empowers you in your daily walk with God.
For the past several weeks, I'm in a series. For those who this might be your first time here, I want to try to catch you up in 5 minutes, try to catch you up to what we've been doing for the last several months. We have picked up the burden and the understanding, the passion to understand that God has called all of us to be discipled and to be disciplers. We are called to make sure we've learned and put into our life, and that we are also teaching others. And with that in mind, I have been going through Hebrews chapter 6, the first two verses. If you could turn there for just a moment, Hebrews chapter 6, the first two verses of chapter 6, where the writer of Hebrews is communicating to some Christian Jews who have decided, are contemplating, they are considering going back to Judaism. They've gotten frustrated. They've gotten, they've faced challenges and problems, and it has presented stress for them. And he's writing to them to tell them to stay the course. Don't quit. Don't go back. Don't walk away from God. And as a part of his discussion with them, he says to them, in the latter part of chapter 5, he says in chapter 5, I'm not going to read it, but read it when you get a chance. The latter part of chapter 5, he said, look, y'all been in church long enough, you ought to be a little bit more seasoned by now. You acting like kids, thinking about going back and quitting and walking away. He says, by this time, you should be teaching others, the latter part of chapter 5. Chapter 6, he says, therefore, verse 1, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. He says, look, let's move on from the elementary things, and let's not have to go back and rehearse and relearn the elementary principles of the doctrines of Christ. That's what he says in chapter 6, verse 1. Let us go on to maturity. Then he says this, not laying again the foundation of, and he lists six things. Let's not have to lay the foundation of repentance from dead works. Stick a pin right there. Let me talk about that for just a moment. Repentance from dead work. A dead work is anything that you do that tries to get you into heaven. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't nothing you can do that's going to get you into heaven. Did y'all tell the person next to y'all? That was kind of weak. Because some people think you can work your way to heaven. And I need to make that clear. She says, that's a dead work. Anything that you do that you think that's going to get you right, get you into heaven, that's a dead work. He says, repent from that. Repentance from dead works. Faith toward God is number two. It is the second elementary thing, that we are people of faith. So when you hear principles of the scripture, we operate and we apply them in our life by faith. We don't wait until we see something before we do something. We all operate by faith. Yeah, when the scripture says pay your tithes, you pay your tithes by faith. Oh, I felt something right there when I said that. When God tells you to love somebody that's hating on you, you do it by faith. You may not like the person, you may not want to be around the person, but you love them by faith. We faith toward God is the second thing. Verse 2 says, of the doctrines of baptisms. We talked about baptisms. We mentioned there are five baptisms, but I focused when I talked on that particular point on one particular one, which is water baptism, that God's called us all to be water baptized after we've accepted Jesus. My whole point in that message was, if you got water baptized and you weren't saved when you got water baptized, a lot of people got baptized as kids and they didn't know who Jesus was, or they had not really surrendered their life to Jesus, and some of them have even got water baptized as adults, but they weren't saved. So we press people to recognize that baptism is for you after you get saved, after you accept Jesus. So we talked about water baptism. Laying on of hands, we talked about that. We talked about the fact that you had to be careful who you let lay hands on you. Do y'all remember that? I think I titled the message in the words of the great theologian MC Hammer. You can't touch this. Yeah, you have to be careful. And by the way, we mentioned that a person does not have to touch you to lay their hands on you. Some of you have allowed people to touch you by exposing your heart and your belief to what they teach or what they believe, or you've allowed them to influence you. The music you listen to, you're letting people lay their hands on you. I can tell when I really hit them right on the nut, because they don't say nothing. Y'all didn't say nothing on that. You got to be careful who you let lay hands on you. We talked about that. Laying on of hands. Resurrection of the dead. We mentioned that everybody's going to be raised from the dead. Doesn't matter how you died. Doesn't matter what happened to your body. We all will be raised from the dead. And our bodies will be changed. And we will spend eternity in either heaven or hell. We will all be raised from the dead. Then last week, we talked about eternal judgments. Now, I asked them to just put up on the screen real quick the outline of what we talked about last week. And don't try to take notes. Take a picture or do something, or go online and watch the replay of this. This is the outline from last week, that everybody's, all judgment's been given to Jesus. Jesus is the person who will ultimately judge everyone. That's in John 5:22-23. I mentioned that everyone will give an account of the deeds that they have done. And here's what you got to give an account for. You got to give an account for your deeds, your words. Be careful what you say. Your secrets. Ooh, they didn't say nothing on that one right there. And your gifts and your talents. And I closed the message by saying in John 5:24, that we believers, when you accept Jesus, because guess what? If y'all were to tell the truth, you got some nasty deeds, you just said some bad words, you got some secrets that you don't nobody know about, and some of you have not operated in your gifts and your talents, what I said is that God will forgive us of our sins. I thought everybody would be glad about that. Yeah, I don't know where y'all are. I'm praising the Lord that we serve a God who has made provisions for our sins to be forgiven. Come on and holler at a brother while he's trying to talk to y'all about something. It's true. So I want to close this. This is part two. Today, this message is eternal judgment part two, because there's a part of this that I need to tell you that was plucking at me all week to say, you didn't tell them about this. You didn't tell them about this. So I gotta highlight this and tell you about this. I gotta first of all tell you, I want you to go to John 5:24. We're gonna put that up on the screen. Here's what it says. Here's what I gotta tell you. This is Eternal Judgments Part 2. And John 5:24 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. That's something to shout about right there. Now, let me just highlight what this means. It means that when we believers, saved folk, born again people, when we stand before the Lord, we will not stand before God to make a determination about whether we're going to heaven. Because this verse right here says we will not come into judgment, but we are passed from death into life. We were going to hell, but thanks be to God, he forgave us and washed us, and we have life. Who's glad about that? Is anybody glad about that other than me? I need to say that on behalf of somebody who has not accepted Jesus. I need to say that on behalf of somebody who has not been born again, that God has a provision made available to you to get saved. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to be condemned. You can be forgiven of whatever you did, no matter when you did it, how often you did it, how frequently you did it, how recently you did it. The blood of Jesus can wash away all of your sins. And when you accept Jesus, you pass from death into life. And that's great news. Somebody say, that's great news. So when we stand before the Lord for judgment, it will not be to determine our eternal resting place. That's important for you to know. It will not be for the reasoning of determining where we will spend eternity. That has already been determined. However, we do need to understand we will be evaluated on our service to his kingdom. Now I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I want to read, I just got 2 points and then I'll be finished. Chapter 3, and I want to start at verse, let me back up and give you some, what the early part of chapter 3 is talking about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in the first part of it, Paul is talking to this carnal church of Corinth. How many of y'all know Corinth was a carnal church? Just like the First Baptist Church of Glenard. They had a little bit of everything in there. They had people that were doing all kind of stuff. There are people on your road that if you knew what they did or how they lived their life, you might get up and move to another section. Look straight ahead, nobody will know. I'm talking about you. And they are debating in the church of Corinth about whose ministry they got saved under. So some people are debating, I got saved under Paul. Somebody else say, I got saved under Apollos. So there's the debate and arguing and fighting about that in the early part of chapter 3. And Paul is trying to straighten it out. He says, it doesn't matter whose ministry you got saved under. Paul says to them, here's the fact. One person plants, another person waters, but when the increase comes, it comes because of God. Y'all might as well tell the truth. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody planted a seed in you. Somebody nurtured you. Somebody carried you. Somebody interceded for you. Other folk did stuff for you that helped bring you to the place where you are today. You did not get where you are by your own efforts. A whole string of people did things to get you where you are. Can I get an amen right there from anybody? So a whole lot of folks participate. So see, it doesn't. So one person plants, another person waters, another person brings increase. But then he comes to this point here, and I want y'all to flow with me, verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay other than which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, verse 12, if anyone builds on this foundation, so let's hold up, stop. If anyone builds, stop. Did I say if anyone builds? What you do in the kingdom of God, you're building. You're adding, you're strengthening. And if anyone builds on this foundation, if you build on the foundation of Jesus, sticks, look, y'all look at me. Let me be clear, because some of y'all think that your sororities and your fraternities is a foundation. I knew y'all weren't gonna say nothing on that point. That's not the kind of foundation you wanna build on. You don't wanna build on your Masons and Eastern Stars and all these other groups. Amen. Praise them. And while I'm on this point, y'all shouldn't have came to this service. I'm sorry. When you die, don't ask us to let these fraternities and sororities do their things here. We don't do that here at First Baptist. You know what we do? We worship the Almighty God, and we don't worship anybody else. We don't let nothing else come up here and be bowed down. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. That's how we do it here. That's the way it falls or flows. That's the way it's functioning. That's how we do it. That's how it flows. The foundation of what we're building upon is Jesus. He is the foundation, and that's what the scripture says. And it says in verse number 12, he says, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear for the day. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Oh, my Lord have mercy. Did y'all see that? Did y'all put that back up there? Go back to the verse before that. Go back to verse 12. Put that back up there. Now, anyone builds on this foundation, listen to these six things he mentions: gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and straw. Your work will fall under one of these categories. It's either gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or straw. It's going to equate to one of those things. Ooh. Go ahead to the next verse. Each one's works will become clear, for the day will declare it. That word day means the judgment day will make it clear, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. See, you know what that means? That means your work, your service, your commitment, your dedication, your actions will be put through the fire of the test of God's fire. I know it's hard to say amen. I know it's hard because you're thinking about your service. You're thinking about the work you've done. You're thinking about how unfaithful, how lack of dedication you've demonstrated. You're thinking about how you said you were going to do it, but you didn't do it. You're thinking about that you know that the real reason you came to do it wasn't for the right reasons. Go on and preach, Pastor. You know you know deep in your heart you had the wrong motives. You had the wrong reasons. And you was hoping you were going to get your name called out. You were going to get recognized. You was hoping somebody's going to hire you. You was hoping you're going to get recognized. And so when you saw that they weren't going to call your name, when they didn't give you the lead to lead the song, when the choir sang, you stopped coming to rehearsal. See, y'all ain't got to say nothing to me. When they didn't pick you to be the president of the usher board, when they didn't pick you to be the lead of the ministry, you quit. Ooh. Ooh. It got tested in the fire. And if it was wood, hay, or straw, it got burned up. It didn't last. It got destroyed. Let me go ahead. Let me read the rest of this. I'm sorry. I need to read the rest of this. Because this is so powerful. Verse 14. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If your service is gold, silver, or precious stone, it will endure the fire of God's judgment. And you will receive a reward. Verse 15, if anyone's work is burnt, he will suffer loss. Put that up there. Yeah, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so has through fire. You can still be saved. This is not a question about salvation. This is a question about the rewards you get for your service to the kingdom of God. Now, I felt compelled to talk to you about this because I didn't want y'all to think from last week's message that, hey, everything's taken care of, God's going to forgive me all my sins and everything, or I'm just going to keep on doing the way I'm doing it. But the fact of the matter is, your service to God's kingdom will be evaluated by the master. Yeah. Amen. You got to ask yourself the question, if every member of First Baptist was just like you, what kind of church would this church be? If everybody did what you did, if everybody worked for a month or two and then quit, I'm asking y'all a question. I ain't saying nothing. If everybody just came to church and sat as close to the back as possible and jotted out before service was over, and didn't participate, and didn't serve, and didn't give anything, and didn't work, and didn't support the ministry. See, our church is a great church. We got 128 ministries, but it's because, hold up, don't clap yet. Wait a minute, wait till I get to the end, then clap real loud, real long. We have a great church. And it's because of about 20% of y'all are faithfully giving in multiple ministries. About 20% of you out of the 10,000 people that come to this church every week, 10,000 that come between our three services, about 20% are actually involved and dedicated and giving and participating. Some of y'all participate sometimes. Y'all will come on Martin Luther King Day and then we don't see you the rest of the year. I feel tension in the room. Yeah, there's a whole lot of more people that need, the kingdom of God needs more than your 2 or 3 hours on MLK Day. If eyes could kill, I'd be a dead man right now. But thanks be to God, even though you might be looking at me hard with your arms folded and your mouth stuck out, I hear the angel say, "Preach on, Pastor Jenkins." Go ahead, tell your neighbor, he preaching better than you're saying amen. Tell him. I'm looking forward to the day that I stand before the Lord and I'm believing that my sacrifice and my giving and my care and my support and my dedication and my endurance of people talking about me and finding fault with me and lying on me, and that I didn't let any of that stop me from doing what it is that I do. Because I love the Lord, being misunderstood, being assigned things to me and saying I did this or I said that or I went here or I went there or I believe this or I believe that. People done said a whole bunch of stuff, and if I stopped every time somebody lied on me, I would have stopped a long time ago. But I'm still here. Somebody high-five your neighbor, say I'm still here. I've been talked about, I've been ridiculed, I've been criticized, but I'm still here. I'm still working the kingdom of God. I'm still doing the assignment that God gave me. I'm still doing what it is God called me to do. I'm still here. Yes, they talked about me. Yes, they found fault with me. Yes, they were critical of me, but I'm still here. And I would be the pastor even if y'all didn't pay me, I think. Because it's my call. It's my assignment. And the bottom line is you have a call. And you have an assignment. And the question is, have you been faithful and dedicated to the assignment that God gave you? When you stand before him, will your service withstand the judgment of God? Will it be gold, silver, or precious stone? Or will it be wood, hay, or straw? I asked you a question. Look at your neighbor and say, they're going to call me Diamond. Go ahead, tell your neighbor, they're going to call me Diamond. They're going to call me Ruby. They're going to say Ruby. Because I done given. I've been faithful. I've been dedicated. I didn't let nobody discourage me or stop me.
You've been listening to FBCG Live with Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr. What work are you doing to help advance the kingdom of God? If you've been blessed by this message and would like to help us reach more people through this ministry, please click the link in the podcast description or visit our website, fbcglenarden.org/give to donate. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you'll subscribe so that you'll never miss an episode. Be sure to tune in next week.